Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
So don't be just anybody. Be blimp-worthy. Goodyear, more driven.
3:03 on the Monday edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM. We're going to talk Iowa and Iowa State, a look back at Cy-Hawk, and we will also talk some NFL football with you. A Monday finish in golf and a whole lot more. Mike Loss of the Gazette will be joining us as well. It's all coming up on the Gym Class for this Monday here on KGYM. And welcome in to the Gym Class here on KGYM. Gym Class presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Hope you got there over the weekend. Great place to take in NFL, college action. Have a great meal over there. Locally owned and operated. And are you a member of the Third Base Mug Club yet? If not, all you need to do is drop off $25 to them. You get a lifetime membership of happy hour price beers and free appetizer with every $100 you spend on food and drinks. We encourage you to stop by today. Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. And welcome into the show here today. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Kyle Mann, our producer here today, as we take a look back on what was a very interesting weekend. It's great to have all three phases of football back up and running and entertaining us all, I guess. Except for, I'm sorry, Mark. Sun came out today, though. But your Bears looked pretty good last night, even in the loss. They are much better than they have been the last couple seasons.
Well, it became quite an entertaining game when Aaron Rodgers came back and did Aaron Rodgers things. And I'm encouraged about the Bears. I don't know if you are out there, but just another Aaron Rodgers-like performance, and it resulted in a Packer win, and I think the Bears helped in some regards, but Kyle Fuller, please catch the ball.
That's why he's a D-back.
And that was game over right there, but that's football.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that, NFL. Going to talk a lot about the Cy-Hawk game on Saturday, as well as Iowa gets the victory over Iowa State to go to 2-0. Iowa State drops what was their pseudo-season opener. We'll do that. Mike Loss going to be joining us coming up here in just a little bit. And your interactions out there are always welcome on the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertina Stocker Jewelers, they are located on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. And we thank them for helping us out here on our program, as well as the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That will follow us from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Cyclone Coaches Show then at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM for you. And then at 8:45 tonight on the FMs, 107.5 and 106.3, we will have the second game of the NFL doubleheader on the first Monday night of the year. We will have the Los Angeles Rams taking on the Oakland Raiders from the Black Hole and the Coliseum, 8:45 tonight, coming your way right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. You had the NFL. You had Cy-Hawk. You had Serena Williams going nuts. You nearly had Tiger coming through with a win today at the BMW, although Keegan Bradley, good story right there in his own right, coming through with a Monday victory over at Philadelphia today.
Yeah, Justin Rose beat Justin Rose in a playoff. Rose rises to number one in the world, and Keegan Bradley with his first win in six seasons. Zach Johnson of Cedar Rapids, his fourth straight round in the 60s, but in this tournament, on this course, you had to really go low. Zach finishing at -9. He will not play in 10 days at East Lake for the Tour Championship.
But he's got some pretty glorious company, too. Jordan Spieth finished one out of the top 30, 31st, and he will not be playing at East Lake. Louis Oosthuizen's not going to be playing at East Lake. Adam Scott's not going to be playing. There's a who's who list of top PGA golfers that did not make the top 30 this year. So it's tough. It is tough. Speaking of golf, by the way, congratulations to the Iowa men's golf team. Terrific showing this weekend in the Gopher Invitational up in hosted by the University of Minnesota. Iowa finishes third, and they had the lead for a good portion of the morning today. And Oklahoma did come through with the team championship. Texas finished one stroke ahead of Iowa for second, and the Hawkeyes finished in third. So
pretty good company.
When you're up with Oklahoma and Texas in golf, that's not bad. That is not bad. So good job by the Hawkeyes over the weekend in, up in Gopher Land up there. Not exactly in Minneapolis. I think it was in Independence, Minnesota, wherever that is. They got a good golf course up there, wherever that is. 319-366-1600.
47:02 on the text line as we get into some football. Did you guys see Tyler Wiegers beat Purdue?
Indeed we did.
Wiegers, the graduate transfer from Iowa, led Eastern Michigan to a win at Purdue. We'll see if Nate Stanley can do the same when the Hawkeyes go over there later in the year. But Purdue really considered to be a rising team in the Big Ten, now stands 0-2. And I have to imagine Jeff Brohm is in the defensive meeting rooms this week. Two straight weeks, late defensive, unsportsmanlike conduct penalties have ruined Purdue's chances and given the opposition a chance to either close out a game in the case of Northwestern the first week or Eastern Michigan, which extended a drive this week, which led to the game-winning field goal. Just horrific penalties.
By the way, not a good weekend for the Big Ten this past weekend. Yeah, you had Ohio State doing what Ohio State does. Michigan got well. Boy, what a difference 2 years makes with Row the Boat at Western Michigan. They're back to being kind of a punching bag in the MAC. MAC got to raise the skull and crossbones, though, with the victory by Eastern Michigan over Purdue. So they were the first ones, I think, to get to fly that flag that the Mid-American Conference gives their teams when they come up with an upset like that. But Michigan State, in case you did not stay up late, blew a 13-3 lead in the fourth quarter at Sun Devil Stadium and lost to Arizona State on Sunday morning. Yeah, it was Sunday morning here. Not as bad as if you were watching in Michigan, where it was about 2:30 when that game got done. 2:30 right in there, anyway. By the way, Rocky Lombardi got in there and punted in that ball game. He's the backup punter, and the regular punter got hurt. So Rocky came in there, former Cedar Rapids, Washington product, and got in there to punt. So that was kind of neat to see there. But Michigan State just, it was 100 degrees at kickoff in Tempe, and Michigan State just looked like they wilted in the fourth quarter. And give Arizona State some credit, too, with Herm Edwards. They're off to a 2-0 start, and they're in the top 25 this week. But Michigan State lost. Purdue lost. Northwestern did not look good against Duke. Nebraska lost, but I thought looked pretty good, to be honest with you, in their game against Colorado. So
Colorado's a good team.
Colorado's a really good team. Not to butter up Alex Kuhn anymore, but Colorado does have some very good talent.
Minnesota only beat Fresno State by a touchdown and then lost its star running back, Rodney Smith, for the year.
Yeah, he is going to be out for the year. Martinez was injured. Sounds like it's going to be a week-to-week thing for Nebraska. Today out of Ames, Kyle Kemp. Pretty the news very encouraging from Matt Campbell over in Ames today. It sounds like Kyle Kemp has a chance to start against Oklahoma coming up this Saturday as Iowa State goes from at Iowa to hosting a very, I got to imagine, motivated group of Sooners that'll be coming in to Ames this Saturday. 9 o'clock with the pregame for that one and an 11:05 kickoff from Jack Trice Stadium. By the way, a couple more start times announced. The Iowa State game against Akron the following week will also be an 11 o'clock start. And a lot of no-dos in Red Bull for Hawkeye fans a week from Saturday night. As Wisconsin and Iowa, it will be a night game, ladies and gentlemen. You wanted it, so Don't complain. It's going to be a 7:35, 7:40 start on Fox. National broadcast.
Latest start in Iowa football history. 7:30-ish, as you said, probably 7:35 or so. And that gives folks all day long to get, to quote-unquote, get ready.
Fired up! no word if game day is coming, but that's the next thing. Oh, game day's got to be coming for ESPN. The Big Ten Network will have their morning tailgate there. That has already been established. That will begin at 9 o'clock on that particular morning. By the way, the first offshore betting lines have come in for this Saturday night's Iowa State UNI game. And Iowa has been established as a 3-touchdown, 21-point favorite. So there you go. 319-366-1600.
We've had a chance to see the state's teams. In Iowa's case, two games, Iowa State and UNI in one. So we thought about this poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. How many teams among Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI have quarterback issues at the moment? Four choices, 0, 1, 2, or 3. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
By the way, Mark, as we are talking about our good friends at Emil's.
Yes.
Dave and everybody, Jamie and Chris and
Nate,
all the good folks. We should go over the Emil's Hideaway pick six from this past weekend.
I can't imagine why you would want to. Scott and Kyle of the gym class both finishing 6-0. Six up, six down for my teammates, Kyle and Scott. If you had a third, it could have been a great week.
You weren't bad.
I wasn't bad. I was three up, three down, but Scott won on a tiebreaker. Everybody on the panel, in estimating David Montgomery's rushing yards for Iowa State, went over the total. Montgomery rushed for only 44 yards, but Scott was closest in his guess of 99 compared to Kyle's 131. So the gym class, a 15-3 week. Scott is the winner. Doug in Cedar Rapids is a winner of an Emil's Hideaway $30 gift card. Not a bad week for the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Dave Alec and Todd, both 4-2. Alex, 3-3. So as it stands right now, Scott and Kyle, your season leaders at 9-3. How about that?
Gym class plus 4 right now.
Mm-hmm.
At 23-13. 15-3 has got to be one of the best marks for a team. Weekly mark.
If there were archives, I would look into them.
Okay. 15-3 is pretty good.
It's not bad. And we'll have more Emil's Hideaway pick sixes this Friday during the gym class.
Yeah, looking forward to that. We'll bring Dave in and have a good time with that. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in. About the poll question, the reason why we're asking is, Nate Stanley has not had his best two games, but still, Iowa is 2-0 at this point. We'll kick this around more after a break coming up. We'll talk Cy-Hawk with you out there. I guarantee you, and I told you and the rest of the guys in the sports office before we came on here, about one more half where things don't go real well, and you're going to start to get the steam rolling for Peyton Manziel. I don't think you should. I'm not saying that is going to be the case, but am I wrong in that assumption?
I don't think so, Scott.
You think I am wrong?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll see. If it's 7-0 on Saturday night at about 8:20, you don't think it's going to be that way?
Listen, I think Iowa State's defense is really good.
I agree.
And caused Iowa problems. But Stanley had two really good throws among somewhere that were not so good. I mean, a third quarter pass to Smith Marset for 45 yards was a dandy.
Yes, it was.
And that's what I think a lot of Iowa fans are looking for. And then the 5 minutes left in the game, checking at the line of scrimmage and hitting a fade to Brandon Smith on 3rd and 4 at the Iowa State 32 for 30 yards. That was the game. And a critical throw in a critical situation. And it appeared that Stanley checked out of the play. Whether he did or not remains to be seen, but that led to a 13-3 Iowa victory.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. And you and I, they announced today, Mark Farley did during his media availability, they don't know who's going to start. They don't know if one quarterback is going to play. They don't know if two quarterbacks are going to play. If it's going to be Eli Dunn or if it's going to be Colton Howell that's going to be coming in. Iowa State, same deal. Is it going to be Kyle Kemp? Is he going to be healthy enough to go, or is it going to be Zeb Nolan coming in to get the start? Kind of doing a Kyle Kemp of last year to Oklahoma, although Nolan has had some starts for Iowa State during his career. 319-366-1600.
Yep, two of our regulars checking in on the text line, David and Hudson. Didn't see you and I play, but I don't think the other two do, meaning Iowa and Iowa State. Iowa's defense is really good, and Stanley just needs to settle down. If Kirk didn't bench Jake Christensen, then he's not benching Stanley. Everyone calm down. They're 2-0 with him not playing that well. Brian and Walford, Iowa's defense will give Iowa a chance to win every game this year. I cannot figure out what's wrong with the offense. A few drops, a few missed throws, starting a Lions first game together last week. I think they're holding their cards close to the chest. Iowa's offense will be just fine. Everyone calling for Manziel to replace Stanley. Just stop. Good grief.
R-E-L-A-X. Did Aaron Rodgers say it best a couple years ago? Maybe.
I think he did last night, too.
I think he did. Who we see yesterday more, Danica Patrick or Jerry Jones?
I think Danica, actually.
I think Danica won.
It wasn't a bad thing.
Danica wins! You don't get to say that very often. All right, 320. We're going to take a break. We're going to hear from you on the text line, phone line about the Cy-Hawk game, our thoughts about it at 319-366-1600. Mike Halas will stop by in about 10 minutes, give us his thoughts as well. It is the Monday edition of the Gym Class. We got a Dr. Pepper prize pack we're going to be giving away before 4 o'clock. Very popular item among our prizes here on the Gym Class. 24-pack of regular or diet Dr. Pepper, some Dr. Pepper prizes, KGYM pint glass, going to go out to one of our lucky listeners here today at 319-366-1600. Don't call right now. Don't call yet. We'll take a break, come back, have more. Talk Cy-Hawk with you after this.
DePaco is the credit union where your membership pays. Unlike typical profit-driven financials, DePaco's cooperative, member-owned structure enables us to give money back to you. We do it via thank yous, a special member benefit that thanks you in cash for simply using your credit union services. It's money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. With an active personal checking account, you're eligible to earn. Over the past 2 years, DePaco members have shared more than $6 million in thank yous. So go on, save, borrow, invest, and insure with DePaco and earn thank yous for doing so. Yay! Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more. Get the details at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and an active personal checking account. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
This is summertime. This is summertime at Target Field. This is summertime at Target Field with your friends. This is summertime at Target Field with your friends and a beer in your hand.
Hey, ice cold beer, get your beer.
This is summertime at Target Field with your friends and a beer in your hand as the Twins hit a home run. This, yeah, This is how we baseball. Minnesota Twins, single game tickets on sale now. Visit twinsbaseball.com.
Head to your nearest John Deere dealer to find the deer that's right for you. Get $500 off the 1025R subcompact utility tractor with the purchase of two or more implements. Or get the X330 lawn tractor for $200 off. You can even get the Gator XUV 835M for $400 off. Valid from August 1st through October 26th. Some conditions apply. See johndeere.com or participating U.S. dealers for details. Find your new John Deere at City Tractor in North Liberty today, or find them online at citytractor.com.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
And accepting the award for his department is, Dave.
This award means so much to me and everyone. From the interns we don't pay to the folks in legal handling my harassment suits, one very special person made this award possible, and that's me. Is that playout music?
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
.324 back with you on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We're going to talk to Mike Halas coming up here in just a couple of moments. 319-366-1600. Mark, off the top of your head, first take on Saturday's game.
Well, I think our next guest, Mike Halas, put it succinctly in the Sunday Gazette. The Iowa D got an A, and therefore, you know, the team was had above average game. Now the offense was not great until it needed to be. Not that they that was the design, but Iowa State is a good football team. I don't know if it will win this week against Oklahoma, but the defense was as promised, I thought, in terms of Iowa State, and certainly. And no breaking news here. Iowa's defense was terrific. And Phil Parker, I thought, should get the game ball. The defensive line was amazing. A.J. Epinesa, Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week, named such today. Yeah, I think the offense has some issues. And again, that was the first time Worfs and Alaric Jackson were back in the lineup together. And as this line grows with chemistry, you know, I think the running backs are capable. Still, the passing game, I wonder what's happened to Nick Easley, who caught 50-some balls last year. I don't know what's happened to him. Again, two great throws, one to Smith Marset and one to Brandon Smith were very, very good. But other than that, it was just an okay performance by Nate Stanley. And as one of the texters said, though, Iowa's 2-0. And he hasn't played his best yet.
This defense has a chance to be really special, I think, for the Iowa Hawkeyes. That front four, whoever is in there, is stout. They are special, and they are really talented. Whether it's Hesse, whether it's Matt Nelson, whether it's Anthony Nelson, Brinks, Reef, I mean, Epinesa, who was co-Big Ten Player of the Week, if you have not heard for this past week. That is a group that's making a lot of waves. The Colbert kid.
Jimon Colbert was very, very good in his first start. Redshirt freshman. Amani Jones didn't work out the first week. Jack Hockaday was in there. I think he's going to be very, very good. And Neiman gives him a solid three, I think, if Colbert can continue to play the way he did. Let's talk about Iowa's DBs, though. Hakeem Butler was a non-factor in this game. Ojemudia had a terrific game, I thought. Amani Hooker, very good. Give those guys some credit as well.
Yeah. And I tell you what, Iowa State's defense is really good, too. And
that, Mike Rose is the real deal.
Alex and I were talking in the sports office a little bit earlier on today about Iowa State's defense and how we were just so impressed, A, with Mike Rose. Mike Rose is a true freshman.
Mm-hmm.
True freshman. I feel bad for Orion Vance because he was in that battle. I think it's time for Orion to look at an outside linebacker spot because no one's going to displace that young man. Mike Rose. He is solid. He's just all over the field. And Rose and the rest of the Cyclones, the one thing I was very impressed with is the fact that Iowa State tackled about as well as I have seen a college defense tackle in a long time. They were absolutely spot on. They did it. It was textbook the way they rarely, Iowa rarely broke a tackle, maybe one or two times in that game. They wrapped up. They did it the right way, and I was really, really impressed with the Iowa State defense. Mm-hmm. Now, the Iowa State offense, much like the Iowa offense, not so much. And David Montgomery couldn't get going. The Iowa State offensive line got outplayed by the Iowa defensive line in a big way, and that did not help their cause at that point. 3:29, let's bring in Eugene, gets his thoughts about Iowa State. Hi, Eugene.
Hi, guys. Yes, I'm frustrated with the offense, but in listening to the post-game show and Dolph and those guys talking, apparently Iowa State was changing their defensive front a lot. That's something we didn't see on film to prepare for. I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying, hey, you know, we're thinking differently at the line of scrimmage if they're in a 3-4 at one time or a 4-3 or they're walking somebody else up. So maybe there was a little bit of confusion as they needed to get in the board and draw up at halftime and take a look at. Second of all, the thing that you guys mentioned was Brandon Smith's catch. We needed one of those young guys to make a big play so they can settle in a little bit, build their confidence, and that might be a huge factor in the season. A young guy like that who makes a big play, he's had some drops. Hopefully he's going to get a little confidence and he can help us out. And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Eugene. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I think two excellent points. That's something that is lost in the normal viewing of a game unless you're really into it, the changing defensive fronts that a team might throw out there. And again, Jackson and Wirfs, while they have experience, that's something you need to adjust to either during the course of the game or going in at halftime. So from that standpoint, I think you tip your cap to Iowa State. And the Brandon Smith comment by Eugene is well taken as well. Young guys need confidence. Mikhail Sargent had a very good game at running back. A year ago, he's at Iowa Western Community College, and he gets his first touchdown of the year. That's got to mean a ton for him as well. So.
Yeah. Seeing where he came from last year to this year and playing now in front of almost 70,000 right there, and he picked up the mantle, and Iowa just got enough offense to come away with the victory in that one. Let's bring in Rob from Center Point here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class. Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. Hey, wondered with Brian Ferentz, does he script the first 10 to 15 plays of the game? Because sometimes I watch and I'm seeing going, what, why, where, and when? It just seems, you know, kind of predictable. I just wondered, and not that I got a problem with it, but does he script his first, you know, set of plays? I'll hang up and listen.
All right, Rob, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. As far as I know, yes. He did last year, so I assume didn't change anything. And most every 98.5% of college football programs script their first set of plays. And Iowa State, I'm sure, scripted their first set of plays, and it worked very, very well. And I thought Iowa State went away from what they did in that first series a little bit too much throughout the day. Now, was that because of the Iowa defense? I think that had a lot to do with it, and the fact David Montgomery couldn't get going. But I think they abandoned the swing passes a little bit too easily in that game. I don't know if it would have made a difference, but just my thoughts. And yes, I know for a fact last year Brian Ferentz did script the plays, and I would imagine he has not changed things.
You mentioned that first drive by Iowa State, and it was very efficient. But after that, whether Iowa State went away from what it did on that series or Iowa adjusted, Iowa basically shut out Iowa State the rest of the game,
yeah,
allowing only about 100 yards in total offense. So, yeah, that was a very impressive first drive, but that was about it for Iowa State. Back to the text line, 43-98. Iowa will be fine. The offense is horrible. But after the last week ends results, I think it's fair to say the Big Ten West is one of, if not the worst divisions in college football. beat Wisconsin, and then cruise.
319-366-1600. We'll take a break. Mike Halas from the Cedar Rapids Gazette will join us when we return after this. Talk some more about Iowa and Iowa State. Back with more here on KGYM.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. So what did we learn today, folks? That's right. KFC now has four different $20 fill-ups to feed a family of four. Like my 8-piece extra crispy or 8-piece original recipe. 12-piece tenders or my new 6-piece boneless breast with all the fixings for just $20. Wow, that sure is one reactive audience. Anyways, see you next time. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
You know what's not smart? The way hiring used to be. Job sites that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resumes. Now there's a smarter way at ZipRecruiter.com/will. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the right people for you and actively invites them to apply. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. based on Trustpilot rating hiring sites with at least 1,000 reviews. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
To protect your engine, you have to change the oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95. Protect your engine from sludge and wear, plus earn double points during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
.335 here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. We've got a Dr. Pepper prize pack we're going to be giving away to one of our lucky listeners. That'll be before 4 o'clock here this afternoon. So we'll let you know when you can get those dialing fingers ready to go. We'll have that for you coming up here in just a little bit. Michael Oss set to join us right now from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Please read his stuff at thegazette.com. We encourage you to do so, and you can give him a follow on Twitter at Halas as well. And Mike, how you doing? The Iowa and Iowa State defenses both excelled, but I think this Iowa defense has a chance to be a really special unit this year. And your thoughts as we bring you in, and good afternoon.
Well, I think that's pretty obvious, pretty clear. I mean, when you have that many good players up front, you got basically a treat for defense lovers, and they've got them. You know, they just do. They've got skill, savvy, toughness. I mean, Hesse, Epineza, the Nelsons. I mean, I guess you could call Anthony and Matt Nelson half Nelson and full Nelson, but I wouldn't call either one a half Nelson. It's like a full Nelson and a full Nelson and a half, maybe. You've got some real talent up there and depth as well. And I think they've made the linebackers transitioning easier, although I do think the linebackers have done a better job than people could have reasonably asked for. Secondary is decent, maybe better than decent. I think Amani Hooker is special. So you can win a lot of games with good defense. And they held Iowa State to 3 points, Scott. And I guarantee you nobody else on Iowa State's schedule is going to hold Iowa State without a touchdown.
Appears you were in Cedar Falls today, Mike, and Mark Farley took note of some of the very same things that you mentioned, right?
Yeah, he raved and raved and raved about them. Not just the defense either. He liked what he saw from the offense. He, likes the tight ends, but he likes the running game. He thinks that they've got a more traditional Iowa running game, and he didn't mention last year when it was basically Akram Wadley and Akram Wadley. But this is more of a typical Iowa run game, a physical weight room game, beat you down, wear you down. So in the fourth quarter, you can do what they did to Iowa State after three quarters of futility on offense, and it was futility. They put together a sustained drive, and they did dominate on that last drive that made the 6-3 game 13-3 and effectively put it out of reach. And Farley thinks that they're back to having a typical Iowa NFL-style run game. And he doesn't see any weakness on the whole team. Now, that's an opposing coach who's saying that, but I didn't sense any of Farley maybe laying it on thick. I thought he was speaking from the heart. He says they're as good as any Iowa team he's prepared for, and maybe better.
Good praise right there from the UNI coach. And with that being said, the Iowa offense hasn't really turned into a big point performance or a, you know, eye-popping set of stats anyway. And certainly Nate Stanley hasn't had his best two games as a Hawkeye. So I guess if you're a Hawkeye fan, you have that to look forward to. And UNI hopes it doesn't happen this Saturday night.
Right. And, you know, I will say this. Oh, that was not a good effort by Iowa's offense. I mean, that could have been a 31-3 game. Iowa State hits a couple of punts that, you know, you'd see better punting at a middle school game. And Iowa gets the ball twice inside the 30, and on both of the two possessions combined, they get a total of 3 points. If Iowa cashes in on the chances they were given, it's a blowout. I mean, you hold a team under 200 yards. Iowa State never got the ball in better field position than its own 32-yard line, and that was on the ninth possession of the game. So for Iowa to need a score in the game's last part of the fourth quarter, or I guess about 5 minutes left, they scored the touchdown, 4:47.
Yeah.
For them to need that to get the 13 points, that's not good. But I think that was one of the better defenses Iowa's going to see all year long, too. And I also think, and maybe we're jumping ahead here, but I think that Iowa State it's premature if people are going to count them out, because they don't all of a sudden have a horrible offense. They've got an offensive line that needs work, no question. But that offensive line's not, in my opinion, won't face another defensive line like it faced Saturday. Montgomery going 17 for 44, that might not happen again. And Hakeem Butler was stifled, and you might not see that too often again either. I think that the Las Vegas making Oklahoma a 17-point favorite Saturday is on tradition and history. Realistically, I won't believe Oklahoma 17 points better than Iowa State until I see it myself.
Just one thing about the Iowa State's defense. We were talking about it a little bit earlier on, and Alex and I were talking about it. That unit tackles really, really well. They execute well. It is just textbook tackling, if you will, and that Rose kid is just going to be amazing.
Yeah, that was a revelation, a true freshman being put in at linebacker like that and playing the way he played. Campbell loves him, says he doesn't want to, you know, build him up too much yet, but, you know, he's a player, and that was obvious. They've got a lot of talented guys on defense, you know, Lima and Spears and Harvey and TV and Payne, cornerback, good players. That's why, you know, I mean, it's a defense. The defense was the story of that team last year, in my opinion. And I don't think their defense has gone anywhere. I mean, you know, I said that I don't think Iowa State will be held without a touchdown by anybody else. I wonder, do you think anybody else is going to hold Iowa to 13 points?
Doubtful.
Maybe, but yeah, doubtful. Exactly. And you look around the Big Ten West, take away Wisconsin for a second. Who's going to, you know, stifle Iowa the way Iowa State did? Nebraska's not going to. Purdue, Minnesota, Northwestern, they're not going to. So you might look back on this one and say, this is a real good win for Iowa. And it was.
Good stories emerge every year, and that's a good thing for a guy like you, Mike. And you found one in today's column, Mikhail Sargent, who scored the only touchdown of the game. I guess I need to look into Netflix. Please explain.
Well, I've had it for a year or two, and it was one of those things that it was in my house, so I might as well watch it, you know. This money's leaving the house to pay for it. But they a couple of years ago, they debuted a show called Last Chance U, and it was about a junior college football program in Mississippi. And it was like, okay, this is the side of college football you don't see too often up close. It's although it's one of the premier junior college programs in the country, it's not big money, and it's not big publicity, and it's in the middle of nowhere. And it's a lot of players with, you know, either hard luck stories or they've got very, you know, things are kind of dicey. They've got to make good or they're maybe not facing such great futures. And they didn't necessarily come from great places. So I found it very interesting. I watched a little of it in season two. It was the same team, and I kind of lost interest because I felt like I'd seen it before. This year they changed teams, and they went to Independence Community College in Kansas last year, spent the year there. And so I watched the first episode, and it's pretty good. I mean, it's a dramatized TV show. It's not a documentary about this is junior college football. It focuses on personality. The coach is a 7 miles over the top personality. It's almost unbelievable. He is not polished, let's put it that way. And he's also extraordinarily profane. But he's gotten a job in Independence where they haven't won in forever and a day. And he brings in talented players from all over the place, a lot of people who fell by the wayside in FBS football, including Michigan and Texas A&M and Florida State. And he's trying to throw together a winner in Independence, Kansas. The first game they play on the show, their first game last year, was against Iowa Western, which is where receiver Nick Easley of the Hawkeyes is from. And Iowa Western goes down there and beats them 70-21, which makes for great TV. But what was funny to me is I was watching this a few weeks ago, and here, like, they're using the radio announcers play-by-play and cutting it up. But a couple of the plays was this Sargent, Iowa's new running back, just running through Independence like, you know, a hot knife through butter. And he had 170 rushing yards in that game. But it was typical of the way he played all year. He had this great year at Iowa Western, and Iowa signed him after his redshirt freshman year. And here he was Saturday in Kinnick in front of 70,000 instead of 2,000, scoring a touchdown. And he was just elated about how fate's changed for him.
Michael Oss joining us here in the Monday edition of the Gym Class here at 3:46 on KGYM. And Iowa now goes from Iowa State to UNI, and I don't know. This is one of those speed bump games, if you will, because then it's Wisconsin in the Big Ten opener coming up. Oh, by the way, just announced today that it's a 7:40 start time for that one. Latest start in Iowa football history, by the way, Mike. So get the no-dose or whatever you need for that day. Make it through until about 11 o'clock.
Yeah, but we'll have time to go watch a couple of college football games someplace else.
Yes, very much so. But if you're UNI, I mean, I'm not calling an upset or anything like that, but this is the time, this is definitely the week you want to play Iowa if you're the Panthers.
I suppose so. I think it's early enough in the season and Iowa's focused enough that, and they have a lot to prove, particularly on offense. Also, program history is Northern Iowa never comes to Iowa and embarrasses itself. Everybody remembers the 09 game where they lost, you know, on the last play of the game when they missed not one but two field goals and lost 18-17. But they been at Kinnick twice since then, and they lost by, I think, 11 and 8. They weren't really in Iowa wasn't in grave danger of losing either time, as I recall, but it also was not was neither one was anything resembling a comfortable win. So this is, I mean, once it's one great effort, but three times in a row, and it's a trend, and it's also a program that's gone to Ames and won several times over the years. And they've won elsewhere on the road against big boys. So that hasn't changed. Northern Iowa is, it's almost always a sound program. And it's one of these deals that if Iowa did somewhat decide that this is a week off, it's in trouble. I do not see that as, even remotely likely that they will come in with that attitude. But it is a game played by humans.
Dabbling our poll question today, Mike, how many of the teams among Iowa, Iowa State, and you and I have quarterback issues at the moment?
You and I doesn't know who its quarterback is. So I would say you and I has an issue. I don't think Iowa does, and apparently Iowa State's Kemp is coming back Saturday, according to the depth chart they put out, which is a surprise if true. With Iowa State, their backup has experience, Jeb Noland. He even has a start under his belt. So it's not somebody coming in totally cold like Kemp did last year at Oklahoma. And this Noland's got some talent. The trouble is you're playing Oklahoma. So I think Iowa State very much wants Kemp to be playing Saturday, and, you know, I hope that's the case. Stanley's fine. I don't it's an offensive thing, you know, I think it is. And I think the wide receiver core is where I would have the most concern. Tight ends have 18 catches in two games. Wide receivers have 9. Brandon Smith did have a huge catch on that touchdown drive Saturday, but he and Smith Marcet each had a big catch, and that was about it, you know. So there's something not there yet in the passing game, and after 2 weeks, it's a concern. If this were happening in week 8, I'd say you got a major problem.
Wasn't the most glorious weekend for Big Ten football to come down the line. Add Michigan State to the latest group that probably is not going out to the West Coast to play another late night game in 100 degree weather. You know, yes, Purdue lost to Eastern Michigan. Minnesota had to hold off Fresno. Wisconsin did Wisconsin things. Northwestern lost to Duke. I thought Nebraska looked pretty good, to be honest with you, against a good Colorado team. But, you know, the detractors are out there already, especially for the Big Ten West.
Yeah, and a week before, it was everybody saying that the Big Ten's easily the class of college football. So Purdue loss was a bad one. The Northwestern loss was a bad one. You shouldn't be losing at home to Eastern Michigan and Duke. And I know Duke's been competitive the last several years now, but you got to win those games at home. The Nebraska thing, Nebraska lost to a good team. Colorado's a good team. And Michigan State was up 13-3, and I came home after I got back from Kinnick, and I watched the second half of that. And, boy, that was an entertaining game. But I think if they played 10 times on a neutral field, Michigan State wins 9 times. But it wasn't a neutral field, and that thing got away from them.
They got tired.
Yeah. And there's a reason why Iowa will never play another game in Arizona as long as Kirk Ferentz is coach. They went to both. They've been to Tucson and Tempe, and not so good. plus, just the travel and the trip home and all that other stuff, it's just so – it's never going to happen again while he's the coach. And there are a lot of other Big Ten teams that don't schedule themselves games in the Western time zone, and you can kind of see why.
Yeah. Penn State bounced back nicely, and they look like Penn State again. And Pitt just kind of...
Why is James Franklin challenging a fumble call with 1 minute left in the game and his team up 45?
Well,
did he have minus 46 or what?
There's hard feelings between those two programs.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, and there was last year, and apparently they haven't gone away altogether.
Wow.
That would be my explanation.
I think this is the last year they're playing for a while, too, or they haven't gotten anything on the books yet.
Yeah, and Pitt really embarrassed itself. So, I mean, you'll hear Iowa fans say they have nothing to gain by playing Iowa State, which is rubbish, but there are Penn State people who are saying, we got nothing to gain playing Pitt. And I think a lot of people are looking around and nodding their heads in agreement. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, Pitt just, what happened over there? It's just, it's gone terribly wrong.
Yeah. Yes, it has. All right. We will look forward to reading your stuff at thegazette.com. Always give him a follow on Twitter as well. Some good stuff out there. Mike, do appreciate it. And we'll talk to you after you and I on Monday.
Okay.
All right. Michael Oss joining us here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. We're going to head to break. Dr. Pepper prize pack up for grabs right now. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. 319-366-1600. Caller number six, you're going to get that Dr. Pepper prize back. And we'll come back and let you know about the Emil Sideway poll question and more after this.
People think that I'm not a big firm. I'm not a large company. What would anyone want with my data? But you don't know. Client credit cards, employee information, it's all critically important and it needs to stay secure. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. If you ever have a question about how secure is your network, give us a call. We can certainly do an audit.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Are you tired of being lost in the shuffle as one of thousands of employees? Family-owned Midwest Metal Products in Cedar Rapids might feel a lot better. This small company with big opportunities has been very good to their employees for over 50 years, and they have second shift production openings right now. Watch their video tour at mwestmp.com to find out if it's the kind of place you'd rather work. Midwest Metal Products is an equal opportunity employer. Non-tobacco users only. Drug screen and physical required.
Sports and rock and roll are a great combination. KGYM and Smart FM go together like a great offense and a great defense. Like a perfectly timed slant pass and a great mix of classic rock. To get you ready for the big game, all the analysis of the week's biggest contest from UNASH and Dukes, Todd Brommelkamp with Alex Kuhn, and all the great smart rock from Smart FM for your tailgate. It's a great combination, KGYM and Smart FM.
This is a Jim Scott Unash. Get ready for Kennedy football action Thursday afternoon at 3 during the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard.
Tailgate tour coming your way on Thursday. We'll be out at Kennedy getting ready for Kennedy and Prairie. Big non-district game as those two teams will go at it at Kingston coming up on Thursday. We also have Solon at Assumption on Thursday night as well. So a pair of high school games Thursday, pair coming up on Friday as well. Congratulations to Donnie in Cedar Rapids. He gets a Dr. Pepper prize pack. Remind the folks about the Emil Sideway poll question.
KGYMradio.com is where to find it. How many teams among Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI have quarterback issues at this point? Get you a vote total here shortly. And right now, it's divided evenly among 0, 2, and 3.
Not one. Everybody has a problem, according to some of the people out there at this point anyway. More from Iowa and Iowa State. Your reactions coming up next on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That'll be coming up from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Matt Campbell will talk about the game, look ahead to Oklahoma as well. That will be tonight at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM, actually at 7:05. And the back half of the Monday Night Football doubleheader, the Rams and the John Gruden-led Raiders coming up tonight at 8:45. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show coming away next.